Very good.
The bulk of your career, well, your entire junior career in Moose Jaw with the Warriors, what did you really think of the Medicine Hat Tigers?
Well, it wasn't one of my favorite places to come to, that's for sure. But, you know, we had a couple of really sort of epic playoff series back. My second and third year in Moose Jaw is when we probably had the best teams when I was there. And we had one epic series against them where we actually split the first two games at home. We won game three in Moose Jaw, so we're up 2-1 in the series. And the night before game four, the ice plant breaks at the crush can and the ice melts. And so we had to play game four in Regina. And we lost that game in overtime. But I guarantee if we would have played back in the crush can, we would have probably been up 3-1 in that series. So, and they went on to win the Memorial Cup that year. So, you know, it was like sort of my one and only chance that I had in junior to win a Memorial Cup. And, you know, the damn ice plant breaks and you know, another early summer. So
the Tigers have the ice plant in Moose Jaw's old rink to thank.
They do. Yeah, they do. They do. Because, you know, when we played there in Moose Jaw, it was a very intimidating building to play in. It was intimidating for, you know, other teams to come in and play. The fans were right on top of you. And, you know, we loved playing there. You know, I think we had a great home record.
It was a bizarre rink. I recall that. I saw a few games there when I lived in Regina. And, yeah. You couldn't even see the other side of it.
I know. It's just wild that was the rink. But, you know, I have lots of great memories from playing there. And, you know, it's funny because driving around today, I see the new building going up.
Yes, here in town. A big deal here, obviously.
And, you know, when I played in the old Medicine Hat Arena, it was old. And that's 30 years ago, you know what I mean? So I'm happy that they're getting a new facility and a new rink. And now they'll be able to host a Memorial Cup.
Well, I know everybody is really excited that you're in town here today. You're going to be signing books.
Yes, for Costco tonight from 5 to 8, new copies of my new book. You know, it was an interesting project and, you know, it was a lot of fun to do. And the person that I wrote it with is somebody I call a friend and somebody who's incredibly smart and, you know, is well-versed in the subject of, you know, childhood trauma.
Just describe for some people. People obviously know about your best-selling first book. Mm-hmm. This one, is it following in the same footsteps in a way? It's kind of like set up to help people, is it not?
Yeah, it's more a healing book than anything else. I wouldn't even call it self-help. You know, I would say that, you know, it's a really sort of in-depth conversation between two people who bring a lot of expertise in the field of, you know, childhood trauma and family of origin trauma as well. And the conversation is candid. It's easy to follow. It's easy to understand. And, you know, what we really want from the book is just that people read it and they sort of self-reflect on their lives. And, you know, because for me, the opportunity to heal myself through conversation is probably the best form of therapy that I know of. And because it is November and it is Movember, and you know, I'm growing my mustache, you know, to raise awareness around the subject of men's mental health, because, you know, it is a sort of a silent killer, so to speak, and because we tend to, as guys, have a difficult time opening up and sharing some of the things that we need to share. And you know, especially when you got to talk about your feelings, you know, that you know, it's a tough thing. But you know, what I've learned is that, you know, for many years I didn't and couldn't, and it was really a detrimental not only to my mental health, but my overall health in general was affected by, you know, having to always suck it up and, you know, be this tough guy and, you know, and all that. And, you know, what I think the message needs to be is that it's okay to ask for help, you know, and it doesn't mean you're weak. It actually means the opposite. It actually means you have, you know, a lot of courage and a lot of strength and that you do care about yourself, you know, because I know what it's like to live in emotional pain for, you know, years and years and years. And, you know, like I said, you know, the best form of medicine, so to speak, ain't alcohol and drugs and food and, you know, all the stuff that we use to mask, you know, the pain. You know, what I found the best thing to do is just talk about it, you know, and not care what anybody thinks about you.
It's interesting to hear you say that, because I mean, I'm here thinking, you know, kudos go out to you for being an open book and helping other people through the things that you've dealt with in your life. But at the same time, like you say, it's actually very therapeutic for you too.
Absolutely. You know, I like so many people, and really that's, you know, sort of what Playing with Fire like inspired people to do, was to come forward and tell me their stories. And, you know, I've had over 500,000 reveals since 2009 of people telling me, you know, take the hockey stuff out of Playing with Fire and get to the, you know, the nuts and bolts of the story. I'm telling everybody else's story, right? You know, the addictions, the, you know, bad choices, relationships, you know, all these things, you know. We all go through it. If we don't, you know, if we continually stuff these feelings and keep everything inside, it's not a fun process to try and process this whole thing by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do it by yourself. I've tried it, honestly. I've tried it every way I could possibly try by myself. And I can tell you nothing worked until I actually started talking to people about what happened.
And obviously, other people are being helped through this process as well. Again, Theo Fleury here is going to be at Costco.
Yes.
But after 5 o'clock.
5 to 8 tonight, yep.
Can we touch on a few other things here? I'm kind of curious, other than, I mean, obviously you're doing a lot of promotional tours these days. Yep. What else keeps you busy?
About 6 years ago, I started writing songs. And so we got a new album coming out here possibly in the new year sometime.
You're a country guy.
A country guy, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But you still, you can appreciate the rock that we're playing.
Of course, absolutely, okay. You know, yeah. You know, if you live and grow up on the prairies, you know, it's all about hard rock, you know. And so, you know, I don't mind listening to rock and roll either.
Yeah, I could see you air guitar into some AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Right,
yeah.
On. Can I ask you a little bit about what you think of the Flames start out of the gate here? Do you think this is something that they can keep up? I don't know. How closely do you follow them still to this day?
I follow them.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's so exciting and so amazing that they're doing what they're doing, you know. But it just goes to show you that, you know, you get everybody pulling in the same direction. You get everybody working hard as a, you know, as a team. And especially in this league now, because not every team works hard every night, you know. They really don't, you know. And if you can get your team top to bottom to work hard and be hard to play against, and then you upgrade your talent with guys like Johnny Gaudreau and Paul Byron, you know, Marcus Granlund, you know, and Jonas Hiller and Kerry Ramo as goalies, and, you know, they play well. That's how they've gotten off to a great start.
Well, it was, an impressive comeback on Saturday night.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And it was so great watching, you know, George and Nick Kiprios and Kelly Rudy talking about, you know, they basically set it up and said, you watch out. I bet you these guys come back. And sure enough, they did. So it's great.
It's impressive, that's for sure. I'm kind of wondering what you think, because you came into the NHL and frankly, you just lit it up right away. You were scoring points right out of the gate and pretty much all the way through your career. Do you think that the league is a little overcoached these days? Do you know what I mean? There's so much systems play and whatnot where, like, do you think a guy can come out of the gate like you did back in the day, in this day and age?
Well, I don't see why not. When you look on the bench and you see four coaches standing on the bench, like, that's overkill. And I think these guys are just playing Xbox with these guys anyways, right? You know? But, you know, I watched a classic game, I don't know when it was, a long time ago, but it was the Montreal Canadiens when they were, you know, winning all those Stanley Cups in a row.
Yep.
And I looked on the bench, and Scotty Bowman was running the whole entire bench. There was no assistant coach. It was just Scotty Bowman running the forwards, running the D. So wouldn't that be neat to see that, you know, happen again? And you can only have one coach on the bench. You know, when I started playing hockey as a kid, team that scored the most goals won, right? So you'd have games that were like 14-10 and, you know, 12-11, you know. There was never 2-1 game in novice hockey, right? You know, and I never understood why, if I have the puck and it's taken me a lot of effort and hard work to get the puck, why would I skate to the red line and dump it in? You know what I mean? I would rather keep the puck, right? You know, and try to do something with it and try and score a goal, you know? To me, dumping the puck in is, you know, I don't know.
No, it makes sense. You're giving up possession. It seems to be a little, counterintuitive.
Yeah, if you watch the Red Army back in the day, they never dumped the puck in. Ever.
No.
Ever. And they had the puck for the majority of the game. That's why.
Well, hopefully somebody's hearing this.
it's sad that we lost a couple of great coaches in the last couple of days here. We lost Viktor Tikhonov, who was the mastermind behind the, you know, the Red Army team.
And, that's right.
And, you know, Pat Quinn today. So it's been a sad day for hockey. He lost, you know, a couple of iconic guys that, you know, really, I guess, changed the game.
Pat Quinn, you had run-ins with him. Well, I don't know if I'd call him run-ins.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to run into him when he was playing.
No,
you know,
no.
But, you know, obviously he coached in Vancouver for many years, and, you know, Calgary and Vancouver had a great rivalry, the two teams. And, you know, but I know that every guy that has ever played for him, you know, said he was a pretty fair guy, but firm. And, but at the end, you know, he produced a lot of not only great hockey players, but he also produced a lot of great men at the same time, and everybody has a lot of great things to say about him.
Yeah, he'll definitely be missed. All right, Theo, thank you. I don't want you to miss your autograph signing here.
No problem.
And book signing, and pretty much anybody can come down there with their books. You can pick up the books down there.
Yeah, we've got books at Costco. You know, it's been so great to meet so many incredible people along the way, hear their stories, you know, share their stories, or maybe on the fence about, you know, really taking this whole, you know, healing thing seriously. And so, yeah, it's been really great. And, you know, obviously to come back to these places where I played junior hockey and, you know, had some fun times in Medicine Hat at the old Medicine Hat Arena, you know, it's always great. There's lots of Flames fans here in Medicine Hat. So, you know, it was great to see. We were in Lethbridge yesterday and we sold out all the books. And so it's been a great tour through, you know, Alberta.
Excellent. Conversations with a Rattlesnake is the book. 5 o'clock until 8.
Yes.
Theo is going to be down at Costco. You should really drop by and pick up the book or have it signed if you already have it.
Or start a new conversation.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.